Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Teresa Garten-Charles is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Teresa is a team manager with Administaff, and one of the things that that Administaff does really well is help people with their human resources. And one of the things that Teresa is going to talk to us about today is creating employee handbooks. Right, Teresa?
Yes, Jim.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to see you again. Teresa and I met once before, ladies and gentlemen, when I was talking to their organization about some ideas that I had, and we had a good time, and she's agreed to join us today to talk to us about this very important but often overlooked and little used element of managing people, the employee handbook. Teresa, why don't we have more of these?
Well, companies really need to make a decision on whether they want an employee handbook or not. A lot of companies have not gone that direction. A lot of companies are starting to go that direction now, and they should have a good handbook because it clarifies the employer's expectations of employees on issues such as performance, their work hours, dress code.
It's typically, Teresa, a lot of small businesses start out with just the owner, then they hire an employee, then they hire two employees, and everybody knows what everybody's supposed to do. It's, you know, we don't think of ourselves as sophisticated. We think of ourselves as being, you know, every time an issue comes up, we handle it. We're all kind of a little family here, and a handbook almost seems to put distance between people. It almost puts up a barrier between
it
people.
It formalizes things.
Exactly,
yes.
And that's counterintuitive, I think, for a lot of small businesses. And we need to really dispel that myth, don't we?
Yes.
Because a handbook is handy, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Tell us why.
Absolutely. Well, it helps explain the advantages and the benefits of working for a company, as well as it can clarify important employment policies and problem-solving procedures. Not having that type of communication source available to your employees can contribute to low morale in employment relations, as well as it can taint an employee's impression of your company.
Well, and these days, there's so many things that need to be attended to that are new, that are things that we didn't have to deal with 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you know, how employees are expected to use the internet, how they're expected to distribute information about the company by email, and how to handle information that's coming in. I mean, there are a lot of issues that we have today that we didn't have 20 years ago because of technology.
Yes. That is correct.
And so these are things that, as you say, morale can be impacted because if someone does something that they didn't know they weren't supposed to do because nobody had told them, then when they sort of make a mistake or they get caught doing something they shouldn't be doing, you know, then the boss has egg on his face or her face, and the employee is embarrassed, and really it's not their fault, is it?
No. If they are not told and if they're not aware, we can't set the expectation that they do know about it.
Right. So we got to get over this notion that having a handbook is something that big businesses have, and we need to start creating them. How do we do that?
How do we talk creatively?
How do we create these handbooks?
Well, at Administaff, what we will do is we will review the business's current handbook, if they have one, we do have a template that we will go off of and work with the business owner or our HR contact about what policies, procedures they would like to include for their business and start creating.
What are some of the things that should be included in the handbook? What are some of the elements of an employee handbook?
Normal working hours, overtime pay, vacation policies.
So let's slow down just a minute. So working hours. So everybody knows the business is open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, or whatever your hours are, and do you, should you actually say we expect you to be here on time and stay the full day? Should you actually say those things?
Absolutely, you can say those things. Or if you do not have the capability of being in the office, let's say you work remotely or you're in a sales capacity for the business and the business has provided you with the tools to work while you're mobile, such as a cell phone, a BlackBerry, you can address things like that in your handbook also.
Mm-hmm. Overtime, should you say what are the circumstances at which we pay overtime?
Absolutely, and different states will have different regulations on overtime pay.
Right.
So it will depend on the state that that company resides in.
If you have comp time, if you allow people to work over and take off later, can you put that in the book?
Yes, you can. Yes.
Yeah. So those are so things that we sort of take for granted, right? I mean, seeing things that we think are sort of intuitive and everybody really ought to understand. Sometimes those things are not as automatic as maybe we think they are, and we probably ought to just go ahead and write them down.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You want to address things such as your disciplinary policy.
Mm-hmm. What would that sound like?
Your disciplinary policy?
Yeah.
Well, typically you will find a three-step policy with that, that there would be, if there is a performance issue, there would be a verbal discussion and then a written discussion and then a formal final discussion, which could lead up to including termination. And you would want language such as that included in your handbook.
So it's sort of like a strike one, strike two, strike three kind of thing, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
And people need to understand what's involved and to let them know how they will be treated if they do something they're not supposed to do.
Correct.
If they break a rule that they've been told. But then of course you got to have the previous information so that they know that they've broken a rule.
Absolutely.
And so if they didn't know they broke one when they broke it because you didn't tell them it was a rule, that probably is strike one on you, bosses, not on them.
Absolutely.
20 after. We're going to be right back with our new friend, Teresa Garten-Charles. She's with Administaff. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Teresa Garten-Charles, and she's with Administaff. And as you know, Administaff is one of our sponsors, but occasionally we ask them to join us and give us some good information on human resources, on managing our human resources, some stuff that we can use, whether we do business with them or anybody else in their industry or not. So things that we can use all the time. And we're talking with Teresa about employee handbooks. And Teresa, one of the things that's very important for small business owners to know and to have in their handbooks are some of the legal issues that are not only federal issues but also state issues, right?
Correct.
Give us an example of some of those.
Well, you would have your issues regarding at-will employment.
Tell us what that means.
At-will employment means that at any time the employer or the employee is employed at will and free to be employed at will.
Come and go. Either work or turn in their notice and go to the house.
Absolutely.
Or vice versa, right?
Exactly.
The employer can say, you know what, things aren't working out, or our business is slow, or whatever, and so we have to part company.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know that is a. Sometimes people think that that's a harsh reality of our marketplace, but the truth is, it may be one of the most important parts of our marketplace, because, you know, there's some countries where you can't fire employees,
right?
Or if you do, it's almost impossible to do it, and those economies aren't doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Having the at-will employment issue is a healthy part of our economy, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So that's something not to remember, but it's important to point those things out. What are some other legal issues?
You would have your overtime pay policy. Different states will vary on their regulations based on, is it overtime within a 40-hour work week or overtime paid within an 8-hour work day? And depending on the state that you reside in, you would have that. You would also want to address your employee safety policy.
Right. What would that sound like?
You could have language in your handbook addressing lifting over 20 pounds, per se.
If you drive for the company, we expect you to drive within the speed limits.
Exactly.
Things like that.
Exactly.
Things that most of us would sort of take for granted. In this day and time, you need to spell those things out, don't you?
Absolutely.
Another very important topic, I think, these days is the company's policy on harassment.
Yes.
Especially if you have other managers, folks, employees managing employees, harassment of any kind, the company needs to spell out what is expected. That may not stop it from happening, but at least in an issue, if an issue ever came up, you would be able to demonstrate that you talked to your employee that the employees knew what the company's position was. Right, Teresa?
Absolutely. And we actually recommend an annual anti-harassment training for our companies to cover those various issues that may come up and how to handle those issues.
Harassment being bullying or sexual harassment, and also in your training would be to identify what those things might look like and sound like.
Absolutely.
So almost a role play kind of thing, right?
That's correct, Jim.
Yeah, it's very important these days, because this is something that's been a lot more prevalent in the last 10 years or so than it was years ago.
Yes.
Yeah. What about benefits? Is it important to have benefits to stipulate and identify the level of benefits the employees get in the handbook?
Yes, that is a good idea.
Vacation days and how those are to be used, that kind of thing?
Yes. And how your medical benefits package can be addressed in your handbook. If you have dental, vision, tuition reimbursement, all of those things as a benefits package can be addressed in your handbook also.
These are very important things. And you know, one thing about the handbook, Teresa, is that even small businesses who have these, if they can hand a book like this to an employee, to even to a prospective employee, it makes the company look more professional, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Even if it's a rudimentary book, even if it's not, you know, 100 pages, it's just basically a handful of pages. Maybe even if it's just stapled together, it just lets the employee know that the company has thought about them a little bit and cares about their success, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Now, Administaff, of course, that's Administaff.com, and you guys do this for companies, don't you?
We sure do.
And you guys are professionals in this area, and I know that you guys could do a good job of this, and so, folks, I encourage you, as I always do, encourage you, as I would with anybody who brought us content, anybody who's on the show. We don't let anybody on the show if we don't recommend them to you, and so I encourage you to check out the folks at Administaff.com. Teresa, thank you for bringing us this information on employee handbooks.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Jim.
Hope you'll come back again another day.
Oh, absolutely.
Teresa Garton-Charles, ladies and gentlemen. She is team manager with Administaff in the Denver area. She'll be back another day. Got to go for this hour. No, wait. I'm not going. I'm getting ahead of myself, folks. We still got Steve Chandler. I can't do without him. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
You play the guitar on the MTV.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.